Hey, and welcome to the Meditations and Musings podcast. I'm Elena Lipson. I'm a mama, I'm a wife, and I'm the founder of the Divine Self-Care Circle membership and the Virtual Retreat Academy. I don't believe that you have to sacrifice your body, your health, or your family in order to create true abundance and prosperity. I believe in living based on the divine feminine metrics of success, and these include pleasure, play, ease, grace, and a slower pace. Each week, I'll bring you 1 to 2 new episodes. One of these will be a guided meditation that you don't have to do on the meditation pillow, and the other will be a conversation to help you access your inner wisdom, to ignite abundance, and inspire others to do the same. I invite you to join me on this journey back to the magic of a divinely aligned and well cared for you. And now, join me for today's episode. Hello and welcome to the Meditations and Musings podcast. This is Elena. Thank you so much for being here. Whether this is your first time here or you've been with me all this time for the last, 2 years now, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. And that is what we're talking about today. Does gratitude really matter? And is there a dark side to gratitude, a light side to gratitude, or anything in between? And why am I talking about gratitude? Well, this is the week of Thanksgiving here in the U.S., and Thanksgiving, as you can tell by the name, is all about thankfulness, right? What are we thankful for? It really invites people to reflect on being thankful for the things in their life, and I think that Thanksgiving has spoiled us a little bit and maybe ruined us for the rest of the year. Like, why is it just on Thanksgiving, right? Much like Valentine's Day, why do we only do that? Like, really, is it just a commercial holiday? I don't know, whatever. I think we need to tell those we love that we love them every day or every opportunity we can. And as far as gratitude, I want to invite gratitude beyond Thanksgiving because gratitude has this essence of receiving what you already have, receiving what you already have. Now, I'm not anti-consumer culture, but I am against mindless consumerism that is filling some sort of hole that we might have in our lives where we are feeling like we're not enough, where we're feeling like we have to get something in order to be a certain person, right? Where we have so lost touch with who we are, what we stand for, why we're worthy just because we exist, that we feel like we need to fill up our closets and our gadgets and all the stuff, right? Now, backing up for a second, I have to say, I have always loved beauty. I've had episodes about beauty. I've recorded episodes about the very, very expensive wallet I bought and how it made me feel wonderful, right? So I'm not saying that things don't matter. I'm not saying that beautiful clothes and accessories and purses and cars and all those things aren't important. I have those on my vision boards as well. But there's a difference, right? If there's an intentionality of I'm so grateful for my life, this will only make it better, that's a very different intention than my life won't be good until I have this thing. And as soon as I get this thing, then I'm already looking for the next thing because that buzz has worn off within like hours or days. So I think, you know, it's fascinating. I can't remember the exact statistic I heard, but there's something about the amount of storage units in the US and how they're growing so quickly because people are paying money to store their stuff in a rental unit because they don't have any room in their house. Now, this is different from someone who's like traveling or needs a place to store things while they're downsizing until they figure out what to do with them, right? You know, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like people just have so much stuff, they don't even remember what is in that storage unit. Like they have boxes in their garage and they don't know what's in there. You have things in your closet you haven't worn in years and never intend to. Not the same as seasonal clothes, right? Because obviously I'm not going to wear that sweater in the summer or the bathing suit in the winter. unless I go to Hawaii, whatever. But you know what I mean? There is seasonal usefulness, and then there's things that you just end up buying because you were trying to fill some sort of emotional space. So what is the antidote to all of these things? This is one of the things, in fact, next month in December, we focus every single year in my self-care circle. We focus on the alchemy of gratitude, but we always focus on it beyond the journal, beyond the normal things that we talk about, beyond the gratitude list. The gratitude list is great. And for those of you who have listened to any manifestation or law of attraction teachings, you know that making a list of things you're grateful for is really important because it starts to energetically focus you on being grateful for what you already have, but there's a deeper meaning to it, right? So if you're just writing things you're grateful for and you're writing the same things every day, that's fine. But if you're going beyond that gratitude list, beyond the basics of thank you for my health, thank you for my friends, thank you for my home, not that those aren't good, but there has to be feeling behind it. If you're just writing it as a checklist to get it done, yeah, it feels okay, but it doesn't feel amazing. It doesn't feel soul filling, right? Gratitude, real soul tear-inducing gratitude is when you understand so deeply that, oh my gosh, I have my health right now, and maybe I have some aches and pains, and wow, the people I love are available to me and I can call them anytime, and wow, I actually have food on the table. Like, wow, in awe of what you already have, that is the depth of gratitude that will start to open the floodgates of receiving the blessings that you already have. That's where the divine alignment happens. That's where you start to realize that you are worthy of receiving all that you desire, and you start to understand that some of those things that you've been wanting are actually not aligned with who you are now. So I want to invite you to really take a look at the things in your life that you have been taking for granted or overlooking or forgetting to see the awe and wonder and magic in your family members. And maybe you've been wrapped up in the news. Maybe you've been wrapped up in the terrible, horrible things happening around the world. But like I told my son the other day, and this was a really important conversation. We have this kind of conversation very often. I said, you know, no one is on the news saying like, wow, this person's dad came home again for the 10,000th night and helped bathe the kids and tuck them into bed. And wow, look at, there was dinner on the table again in this house. And wow, look, like this school just honored another teacher who's doing a great job. Or wow, look at this. Someone loved their dog today and fed their dog. Like there's a million wonderful things happening all the time. But the news is structured in a way that it's meant to be attention grabbing and eye grabbing. And it's like, you can't turn away from that accident, right? Deer caught in headlights kind of feeling, where you feel like you need to know. And you feel like if you miss it for a day, you're going to be behind. Or you feel like there's part of you that is so used to feeling that overwhelming disgust and horror at the news that you're just sort of, you know, hooked on it already. Well, we have to take time. Like if you're spending an hour watching the news, what if you spent at least an hour focusing on the wonderful things you have in your life, or turning off technology and being fully physically, emotionally, spiritually present for someone in your life, right? Can you counteract the negative stream of BS coming your way all the time with deep presence and gratitude and awe for the people in your life, for the breath in your body, for the ability for you to, you know, move your body in the way that feels good to you with whatever limitations you might have? What if you decided to look through a lens of gratitude on the things in your life that might have been challenging, right? So counteracting the stream of, oh my God, terrible news, to really going beyond the basic gratitude and understanding that the most important gift you have is actually being alive and the opportunity to make choices and to evolve and to connect and help somebody else and serve somebody else. So I guess this was just a rant and a musing on the gratitude potential that we all have every single day, and that Thanksgiving is a great opportunity to remember to gather. But even this morning, you know, I was listening to some women talk about it, and it was really more of a, it was obvious to me that for a lot of people, Thanksgiving and many other holidays have become this stressful time to, stressful time to, I guess stress out in general, right? To have to host people and to make a lot of food and do all this like stuff that we sort of just do automatically without really embracing the magic and wonder of the fact that we get to do this in general at all. And that we get to live another day. We get to connect with people we love. We get to step outside and breathe fresh air. And obviously, my fresh air is a little bit constricted at the moment. Oh, I'm going to go get a clean glass of water in just a moment here. But I want to say, in terms of a deep gratitude, I am so, so thankful for your presence in my life. I am so thankful for your notes, your reflections, your reviews and the questions that you submit. Please keep submitting them. I will be starting a Q&A series shortly. And of course, if you need to reach me or have any questions or anything at all, you can always find me on Elena_Lipson on Instagram. You can always leave a review here where you're listening to this. You can take a screenshot of this podcast and leave it. Tag me on Instagram at Elena_Lipson and let me know that you're listening. Let me know what you're thankful for. What are you really, really deeply on a cellular level grateful for right now? And if nothing comes to mind, take some time, you know, take some time to look around and to understand how magically, miraculously blessed we are to have this time in our lives where we can still make choices, we can still take chances, we can still reach out and help someone else. And one of the things that are most transformative I have found is when you are feeling like you don't remember what you're grateful for, is to reach out and help someone else. There's something really profoundly magical that happens when you take your attention off of what you don't have and put your attention to how you can help someone else with something that they need. And that to me feels like a true miracle. You have so much, and you can always use that abundance and help someone else, whether it's your time, your energy, your attention, your knowledge, your hands, helping in some way. So I honor you. Thank you so much for being here today. And I'm going to go get that water now because my throat's feeling a little funky. But I am grateful for that water. All right. Thank you so much. Have an amazing week, whether you're listening to it when I record it, the day of when it comes out of Thanksgiving week or beyond. There's always, always, always a reason to be grateful beyond that quick list, right? Really allowing yourself to feel that deep, deep sense of overwhelming joy in your heart. We can start cultivating it now by just looking around and noticing that if you are someone who's listening to my voice right now on a device, that you probably have more than so many people in the world have. So let's start there with really knowing that you are blessed beyond measure and that you are worthy of joy. And I'm so glad you're here. I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for the grace of your space and time. And as always, you can find me on Instagram or here. Here we are. I'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening and learning about the new divine self-care way of being in your life, business, and the bedroom based on the divine feminine metrics of success, pleasure, play, ease, grace, and a slower pace. If you're ready to bust the myth of overwhelm and tap into an inspired start to each day, I've put together a free video series for you to help you start each day with energy, inspiration, and ignite that inner pilot light which attracts joy, magic, and synchronicity. You can access my 3-step magic morning practice to help you ignite your inner light and attract the abundance that you're craving. Head on over to elainalipson.com/gift. And if you enjoyed this episode, I would so love if you share it with a friend, a sister, a mother, a daughter, and please leave a review. That is how the magic starts to ripple out. Here's wishing you a day full of beauty, magic, and divine self-care. I'll see you next time at the Meditations and Musings podcast.